Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Straight out to Nicole Parton for the latest.
Nancy, an update to the troubling case out of California as authorities continue to search for a missing 9-year-old girl, Melody Buzzard, who hasn't been seen in weeks. It all began when a school administrator reported Melody missing after she hadn't shown up for class in months. Deputies went to her home, but while her mother, Ashley Buzzard, was there, Melody was not. Now investigators are trying to piece together a disturbing timeline. Surveillance photos from October 7 show Melody wearing a wig and a hooded sweatshirt, possibly to disguise her identity, at a local car rental agency. That same day, her mother rented a white Chevy Malibu and began a cross-country trip from California to Nebraska with a stop in Kansas. But when Ashley returned to California on October 10, Melody was no longer with her. Authorities say Ashley has been uncooperative throughout the investigation with only outdated photos and limited information. Detectives are working with a narrow 3-day window to determine where Melody may have gone missing and where she might be now. Santa Barbara County Sheriff Bill Brown says they're hopeful that Melody could be with someone, perhaps a relative or friend who doesn't realize she's missing. Family members held a vigil Friday near the home where Melody was last seen. Her grandmother, Lily Deans, shared a heartfelt message. "If she's listening, we love you. We're here for you. We can help. We want you to be happy. Call me. The numbers are on the TV that you can call, and I will come pick you up." Melody's father died in a motorcycle crash when she was just 6 months old. Her aunt, who hasn't seen her in 4 years, told News Nation that the surveillance photo, those new photos released, definitely remind me of her dad.
I mean, we haven't seen her in 4.5 years. So what we know her as, I mean, she was just a little 4-year-old girl when we knew known her. But that nose definitely, you know, reminds me of her dad's. So yeah, it does look like her.
The FBI has released a missing poster describing Melody as between 4 and 4'6" tall, weighing about 60 to 100 pounds. The search is now entering its second week, and authorities are urging the public to come forward with any information. Sheriff Brown says, "We remain determined to bring her home safely. If you have any information about Melody Buzzard's whereabouts, contact the Santa Barbara County Sheriff's Office or your local FBI field office."
Nicole, thank you. More crime and justice news after this.
At least one person is dead and 6 others are injured following a shooting during a homecoming celebration at a college in Pennsylvania. The incident happened around 9:30 p.m. local time on Saturday, October 25, outside the International Cultural Center at Lincoln University, as reported by Chester County District Attorney Christopher Sarobe. The shooting transpired during a post-game gathering at the venue, according to Lincoln University's police chief Mark Partey. He described the scene as chaotic, with attendees scattered in panic. Among the 7 victims who were hit by gunfire, 1 has unfortunately died from their injuries. A suspect has been arrested and found with the firearm, but no charges have been filed as of now. Sarobe mentioned that it is likely there may have been multiple shooters involved, though no further details regarding additional suspects have been disclosed. He emphasized that it does not appear to have been a premeditated attack. "We're proceeding under the assumption that this was not a deliberate attempt to cause mass harm on a college campus." In response to the incident, Lincoln University announced via Instagram that counseling services would be available for students and staff at 10 a.m. on Sunday. The Chester County District Attorney has advised the public to steer clear of the university area in the aftermath of the shooting and say the investigation is ongoing. Students would be updated on Monday morning.
Aiden Clune, 19, leaves his California home April 26 to drive to Utah, then doubles back to a hotel in Nevada. Clune spends the night there and checks out early in the morning. That's the last time Clune ever seen. Nevada police find Clune's truck abandoned on the highway near the Cherry Creek Mountains with his belongings still inside. Police follow Clune's tracks into the mountains for 10 miles before rain and snow erode the path. Clune's family says the teen was struggling with depression amidst the pandemic. Clune now missing 3 years. If you have information about teen Aiden Clune, please contact Sonoma Sheriff's 707-565-2569.
For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and help solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.